Welcome, sisters and brothers, to our worship on this Palm Sunday. Though we are not gathered as a whole congregation in our sanctuary, we worship the Almighty God today, wherever we are. In these unprecedented times, our priority is that we stay connected as a church family and that we are a blessing to our community. I do pray and hope that the Holy Spirit will be tangible and present in every heart and home as we worship together. For the 5 weeks of Lent, we have been preparing for the celebration of our Lord's suffering and death. The transition from Palm Sunday into Holy Week provides a place for us to bring to God our disappointed hopes, our experience of betrayal, our pain and our failures. All of that is what Jesus experienced on the cross. It is this experience which are transformed by the celebration of resurrection on Easter Sunday. So like the people of old, let us welcome Jesus and follow him to the cross. Let us sing together, ride on in majesty, CH4. 3, 6, 5. Let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Eternal God, we come before you with words of praise. You created the heavens and the earth and all that are contained within. In your great mercy, you provide us with all that we need for life and godliness. We give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his ministry of teaching and healing, for showing us the way to you, and for the promise of eternal life. God of grace, we remember how your people welcomed and praised your Son on the day we have come to call Palm Sunday. We remember how so many of the same people were there again a few days later, shouting, "Crucify him." We confess that far too often, we follow the crowds in whatever direction self-interest seems to dictate in order to stay accepted and safe. Remind us of the courage of Jesus, who followed your will to the cross. In these challenging times, we ask you, God, to please increase our faith and keep us safe from fear and harm. Sustain and support the anxious. Be with those who care for the sick. And assure us again that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now we say the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's reading is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Entering Jerusalem on a colt. When they were nearing Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany on Mount Olives, he sent off two of the disciples with instructions. Go to the village across from you. As soon as you enter, you'll find a colt tethered, one that has never yet been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks, what are you doing? Say, the master needs him and will return him right away. They went and found a colt tied to a door at the street corner and untied it. Some of those standing there said, what are you doing untying that colt? The disciples replied exactly as Jesus had instructed them, and the people let them alone. They brought the colt to Jesus, spread their coats on it, and he mounted. The people gave him a wonderful welcome, some throwing their coats in the street, others spreading out rushes that they had cut in the fields. Running ahead and following after, they were calling out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Blessed the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in highest heaven. He entered Jerusalem, then entered the temple. He looked around, taking it all in, but by now it was late, so he went back to Bethany with the 12. Amen. May God add his blessings to this reading of his holy word.
Thank you, Jackie, for reading the scripture for us today. People of God, it is Palm Sunday. It is a time of celebration. Maybe you don't feel like celebrating today. I appreciate in all honesty that perhaps many of us, if not all of us, are not in a celebratory mood for obvious reasons. The coronavirus pandemic dominates the news. Extreme actions are being taken by governments to contain the spread of this virus. It is affecting commerce, travel, tourism, entertainment, and sports. We have since the past few weeks been living under unfamiliar but unavoidable new regulations that controls our personal, family, and communal lives. Indeed, these are certainly not easy times. Yet in the face of all the challenges we face, we are reminded that God is there in our good days and in our bad days. He is God in the midst of our laughter and in the midst of our tears. At Christmas, we celebrate the day that Jesus was born. But during Holy Week, which begins today, we celebrate the days leading up to Jesus' death, and then on Easter, his resurrection. On Palm Sunday, we celebrate Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem for the Jewish festival of Passover. Great crowds of people lined the streets, waving palm branches to welcome him. The people were very excited. They spread branches on the road and even laid down their clothes. They shouted, Hosanna, which means save us now. It was no coincidence that Jesus was fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy as recorded in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, which says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus rides into Jerusalem and is proclaimed the king. The story of Jesus' death is a hard one to hear, but it is important to remember that Jesus paid the price of my sins and yours when he went to the cross within the week after entering Jerusalem. It was all part of God's plan, but good news is on the way as we celebrate Easter. Hosanna is simultaneously a confession that we cannot fix it ourselves, and that we believe that God can. Like those who shouted Hosanna more than 2,000 years ago, almost all of us have something from which we want saving. Maybe we are sick or feeling helpless. Maybe we are feeling alone. Maybe we are worried for our family, community, or our country. Whatever it is, we know we can't fix it alone. Like many of us, I was looking forward to waving my palm branch this morning at the sanctuary, shouting, as we've done in the past, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But that is not happening for us here in St. John's, or for many churches today. This, however, does not have to stop us from shouting Hosanna in our homes. We need a Savior now more than ever. Palm Sunday reminds us that in spite of everything that might tend to steal our zeal or joy, in spite of everything we face or may face, we have a living hope, the same hope that energized that Palm Sunday crowd. And so with our heart and soul, let us shout, Hosanna in the highest. Before Jackie takes the intercessory prayer, please join Favour and I to sing, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name, lift up your name, with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God, glory to the King of Kings.
Heavenly Father, this morning we mark this special day in our Christian calendar to celebrate your Son's triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, welcomed by the waving of palms and much joy. May we all welcome him into our homes, hearts and minds, and ask his blessings upon the people of his world. Father, we see countries and leaders working together as never before to find the best way through this pandemic. Help them to navigate these difficult waters. Help them to put aside personal and national agendas and show them the way forward together for the benefit of all. We pray for those on the front line of the virus, Father, all those hospital staff whose job puts them in the way of harm. Please take care of them, nurture them and enfold them in your loving, protecting arms. We pray also for all of the unsung heroes of the world, Father, those who continue to go about their daily business to help us all keep fed, warm and safe. Although the world's focus may be on the global pandemic at this time, we recognise that there are still countries at war, victims of crime, victims of domestic violence. Children are still being mistreated, abused and not cherished as they should be. People still live in poverty and the most difficult of circumstances. People are still gravely ill from diseases other than COVID-19. We pray for all in danger and illness, that you bring them comfort and protection, that they know your all-embracing love. Father, we pray for your church at this difficult time. More than ever, let us realise that the church is not the building, it is the people. Help us, your people, to keep faith and continue to live our lives as you would wish, loving our neighbours as ourselves and helping others as much as we are able. Blessings upon those families physically torn apart by this virus, upon those families unable to hold and comfort each other during the hardest of times. Be with them and hold them in your gentle embrace. We offer a special prayer, Father, for our own and others' children. For those of us who are lucky enough to be at home with our loved ones at this time, help us to treasure the time together and use it wisely. Send us tolerance and remind us of our love. Help us to nurture each other and do what we can to help ourselves and others keep safe, well and loved. We ask for this in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as we enter into this Holy Week, let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Go in the knowledge that whatever comes to you in this week or in the days that lie ahead, you are held close in God's loving arms. May the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you today and always. Amen.